Tony Cicada, you, sir, asked on Twitter, would you pay $50 in an auction for any single player? Now, you asked that question because I want to know where you stand, sir.
Yeah, so I would never pay $50 for a single player. I think fantasy baseball is the one sport where you can survive losing a first-round pick or a second-round pick. I won the Series XM Host League a couple of years ago where I lost my first round two picks, and I won by 30 points. You have 23 active players on your roster. I think that the marquee player is not as big in fantasy baseball than any other sport, and you need balance over 23 roster spots, so never go top-heavy in fantasy baseball is what I believe.
There is... When you're building a roster, you're putting together your team for, you know, for fantasy leagues, I really think that the best way to go, the best approach, especially is in an auction, of course you're going to have some higher dollar guys, but you want to get as balanced lineup as possible. And when you start putting a $50 Mike Trout or a $50 Clayton Kershaw or a $50 Nolan Arenado, I think you're really leaving yourself in a position where you're going to be not as balanced as you would like. You're going to have to – when you put somebody on your roster for $50, that means the guy you put on your teams for $1, they have to hit. And, like, those can't just be guys on the waiver wire a couple weeks later. Those are guys that need to be in your starting lineup and getting things done. So I prefer a balanced approach. I don't think that there is a $50 player unless it's Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, I believe – you know, I agree with what Corey says, because last year I did that with Bryce Harper.
It didn't work
in
out.
In Tout Wars, and when he didn't produce as I expected, that was a big reason, you know, why the team didn't perform like I wanted it to.
Because there was no balance. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, there was no balance. I had, like, too many $1 plays. Like, yeah. I can't be sticking Ryan Howard, you know, on my team to, like, help me boost my power, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually with both of you as well, or all three of you. I can't do it. I feel the same way in football auctions, too. I don't want to spend that. Like, I don't want the $75 player, right? Like, I just can't do it. I don't like how my team comes
you
out.
You know, the NFFC this year, people, you know, I think we saw the guys like the Antonio Browns, the Odells, go for close to $60. It's just like, it's hard to put it together that way. But if it was a $50 player, I would say it was Nolan Arenado.
I love Nolan Arenado, but why Nolan Arenado over Mike Trout or Mookie Betts or Bryce Harper or even Clayton Kershaw? Why Arenado over those guys?
I think he can give you more, and I like the fact that he plays in Colorado.
Okay. What about – but Mookie Betts, you know, he's a legit five-category guy.
No, he is.
Yeah. Arenado
is
doesn't steal
deal.
Any bases.
Yeah, that's the
true.
Difference
I
for
agree
me.
With you on that. Yeah. And Mookie Betts is the real deal too, but, you know, I just like that pop.
Okay. That's the only one you spend $50
and
for.
But I wouldn't do it, though.
Okay.
So he'd be on somebody else's team.
He's a personal favorite of yours.
Yeah, I like Nolan Arenado.
I love Nolan Arenado a lot, by the way. You know, because I was a big Tulo guy, and then I became a huge Arenado guy. No, a big Nolan guy. I like the Rockies.
I like who doesn't like offense?
It's true.
Yeah. I spoke to Arenado, like, every time he comes into Colorado, and he has an appreciation for the fantasy community as well.
That's what's up. Does he play fantasy football?
He doesn't, but okay. He likes to hear very much that, like, people draft him and take him high. Yeah. You know, he has a lot
cool.
of respect for that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Tony Vivona asks, he asked me this. He's like, listen, if you spend $50 on a player, right? Like, you decided, let's say you're Corey, and you spent $50 on Arenado.
You want to drop the 50 here.
What do you do next? Like, you don't want the Ryan Howards of the world, as Scott just said. If you want to spend $50 on Nolan Arenado, you want to spend $50 on Mike Trout, what should the strategy be after
You know
that?
What? The strategy in the auction is you've got to – once you hit $50, hopefully that's early in the auction that you went that route, because everybody had to have money for you to be bidding, and someone had to bid 49 for you to get to 50, right?
Right, right.
So – what you got to do, and this is one of the things that's crazy, is you've got to actually wait some time elapse before you get back in the bidding. Let people spend some money, because you need significant bargains, and there's going to be no bargains early in the auction. Most of the times people are overpriced. Every once in a while in an expert auction, you'll see guys at the beginning that are underpriced, and you got to wait it out, and then you have to go and you have to continue with the offense. If you bid on Arenado and you bid $50 and then say you had seven $1 offensive players, you're not going to have a great offense.
Right.
Yeah. And yet
no.
And yet you spent $50. Yeah. So what was the purpose
of it? It's hustling backwards. That is hustling backwards right there. If you buy a $50 player, then you may have to buy another $50 player.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you may have to buy another $50 guy because then you're going straight stars and scrubs, but you got to get the stars. You know what I mean? And
so what you're going to do is gamble on your pitching and go after and support that offense. So basically, you got to support that $50 player you went in on. Now you're committed to offense.
Yeah, it's all nice and glamorous to like be the guy at the table who said, you know, everybody went, whoa, he spent that much on that guy, but then it doesn't work out. I did it with A-Rod like many years ago. Like when he was in his prime, I spent $62 on him.
A-Rod
that was
a
mistake.
Was a $62 guy at one point.
Me and some guy just kept going and going and going. We did, like, you know, that was the thing in the auction. Like, you want that guy. You want that guy.
You wanted to see who was bigger? You and the guy?
Yeah, like, who could spend more money? Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you even answer him.
What?
I don't even know why you even answer him.
It's interesting, though. 45% of the people said they would spend. I need to get those 45% of my leagues.
Yeah, exactly.